Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
Well, I tend to meet up with through the weekly team meeting, which is great. The past two times I've been very like structured and scheduled, and like it was a 60-minute meeting exactly for 60 minutes. And today I went to be more open-ended because management really thought that we could, it would be better if it wasn't as punchy and like quick. So ended up saying we're going to be here as long as we need. And we ended up going like exactly 2 hours, just longer than I expected. The meeting took 90 minutes. It was worthwhile. We had to talk through both stuff that we knew would be on the schedule, stuff that we were planning on to keep up on the schedule, and that was valuable. And that was really meaningful. After ideas for different retail items, we're doing a challenge now, and got some outside info on like future locations, how to best tackle that. And I got some feedback about the training over the weekend, and not too surprisingly, there was a little bit of some comfortableness about me starting my 10-minute spiel on corporate values, reading three verses out of the Book of Matthew. For those that are curious, it's like, you're the light of the world, city sun and hill cannot be hidden. People don't turn on the light and then do it to hide under a bush. So just like you, be a light to the world around you. Is the gist of it. And some folks were not a fan of that, from what it sounds like. And when talking about the core values studio, fortunately those fell to the wayside. And so the core values are non-spiritual. A lot of them is like forgiving, apologize, ask for forgiveness, have a magnetic culture, be the best at what we do, be highly engaged with where people need our help, handle conflict, and be available to, well, I'm not going to go through all nine, but they're non-spiritual. And so something that I'm going to mull over is perhaps starting with core values next time around and concluding with scripture reference afterwards, because my faith is mattered. My faith is important. I will listen to other people on their views, and I would like you to return the same favor, even if they're Christian guys. So I'm going to mull that over. The goal is not to divide people, not to trigger people because they've had bad experiences with other Christians, but more so to like, this is part of my value system that matters to me. If I get stuck on a decision, yeah, I will do be one of my go-to sources on how I solve conflict resolution. How do I handle treating others well? What does that mean? What does it mean to love somebody well instead of it being my personal opinion? What does that look like? And so, navigating that. And so for right now, it's safe. The club is in the suburbs where people are pretty easy to exchange ideas, have conversations, and not to be that way for every studio. Studios will, especially on the inner city areas, will have negative feedback, mean more explicit on their pushback that they're not going to be diverse, sharing and listening to diverse ideas and opinions, even if the council meets. And that I can't control people's opinions or reactions, but I can control how I represent myself and how I can be very informative and neutralized. So it's crazy. I'm talking more about that because I'm navigating how to be a business owner, how to employ people, how to respectfully allow pushback on it and not shove my views down people's throats and not allow my staff to shove their views on my throat because we're equally dialogue. And so, I was kind of expecting it. I'd be surprised if I got no negative pushback now. So the other day, went to this Grand Change Live. We're going to have major impact on the members and staff and the community that we serve. And we have some great stuff in the pipeline. So that's all right. Time to zip home. grab a sandwich and rock and roll on the day job and make sure that the business moves forward. And we have some awesome Black Friday deals coming up. Let's rock and roll.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.